Last week, or was it earlier this week, the Green Party and the Labour Party announced that they were establishing a memorandum of understanding of cooperation in the lead up to next year's general election. And I've got Waiheke Green, well, Waiheke resident and Green MP Denise Roche on the line from the party's AGM in Christchurch. Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. A bit cold, but the people are warm here, so that's good.
So this memorandum, I mean, what is a memorandum of understanding? I mean, you know, most of us don't go around using those kind of words.
Basically, it's a formal agreement of how we'll, what our relationship will be in the run-up to the election, from now until the run-up to the election. And basically, it's about wanting to change the government. So it's an indication to the people of New Zealand that we're prepared to work together to do that.
So one of the things that surprised me, you know, that the Green Party kind of prides itself as being kind of a very kind of democratic organisation, and yet you're at the AGM and the announcement of the memorandum of understanding happened before this. I mean, isn't this something that normally the party members would be having a say in? And it's been quite contentious in the past, hasn't it, this kind of question of cooperation?
Yeah, it has been contentious in the past. What generally happens is that we set up a positioning, we set up a position that is discussed at the AGM in the July before the elections. So that would happen next year. But in the meantime, we run on a position that we established the last time. So the position that we established last time is that our preference would be to work with Labor and government. So this is one way of formalising that. It's unlikely that we would change that position next year anyway. Our members and our executive have been, our executive have, as the representatives of the party, have been involved in the decision-making around this MOU.
So what exactly does it entail? So you've got, you know, this memorandum of understanding, you're going to cooperate, but what will that look like?
There's a section on how we disagree, agreeing to disagree. There's a section on putting out a joint policy. We know from the previous term with the announcement around New Zealand Power, which was a joint policy announcement between Greens and Labor. What happened then was both the Labor Party and the Green Party polling went up. So it's in our interest to work together on policy announcements. So there'll be at least one of those. The other area is around no surprises and working cooperatively, basically every opportunity we get to change the government.
So will it extend to cooperation around seats? I mean, one of the things that's happened, you know, and you've stood for Auckland Central for, you know, the last couple of terms, and there's always been this kind of three-way competition there where it's very, very close between Jacinda Ardern and Nikki Kaye. And, I mean, you've copped some criticism for standing and perhaps taking votes that might have otherwise gone to Jacinda Ardern and seen a change in that seat. Does this mean that you'll be looking at those electorate seats and making decisions about standing or not standing? I mean, is this going to mean you won't be standing next election for Auckland Central?
I don't know the answer to that question. There's a couple of things to answer that point, I think, Chris. One is that from our point of view as the Green Parties, we actually campaign for the party vote. The reason we stand a candidate is so that we have someone on the platform able to do that. And that's reflected in the vote that I did get, the personal vote that I did get, which has actually decreased since I first stood in 2008. So I've stood three times, and each time my personal vote has gone down. So the message about the party vote will get me elected as an MP is starting to sink in. So that's the reason why we stand a candidate. The other interesting point is that regardless of if Jacinda had have won the seat last time and there was a 600 vote difference between her and Nikki, it wouldn't have changed the government, because it's the party vote that determines the size of Parliament, and it wouldn't have changed, it wouldn't have made a change. We haven't decided about what will happen with electorate seats. And it's really up to the party to do that, and that will happen much later on. So I don't know how, I can't give you a definitive answer about that, because it's our members that make that decision, not me.
So why do you think there was the move to, I suppose, to formalise this? I mean, some of those things that you talked about, like the no surprises, the, you know, identifying areas with this common interest and so on, were things that you could have done anyway, and probably would have done anyway, aren't they?
Well, to some extent, but this is about that there's been a change of leadership in the Labor Party. There's been a change of one of our co-leaders and the Greens, and it takes time to build up the kind of trust that we need to be displaying in order to give voters a sense that there is a government in waiting. So a memorandum of understanding is formalising it, kind of speeding up that trust process.
So the Greens, I suppose, within the Greens, there's a diverse range of views, as I suppose as there is in any political party.
We're a very broad church.
Yeah, and you know, but one of the things that perhaps has differentiated Greens from Labor and from National is the stance on, you know, the big picture stuff on the economy, the you know, the focus on the economy, on finance, on growth. And that's been one of the key differentiations that the Greens have made. So how does that sit with kind of establishing, you know, holding hands with a party who have that as their key economic plank?
I think actually, if you look at the issue of deep sea oil drilling, for example, and I think that's an area where Labor and the Greens are quite different, and I think the Labor Party view is that will provide impetus to our economy, whereas the Greens come at it from the point of view that it's a short term, it's a very short term way of looking at economics, which is not separate from the environment. The other thing to think about too is that it's becoming economically unviable, too expensive to be drilling for oil, but from the climate change perspective as well, it's something that we are totally opposed to. So I guess what happens is this is one of those agree to disagree areas, and so that's what we'll be doing.
So it's really, you're saying it's kind of a watch the space in terms of all those things that people really want to know about what it's going to mean for, say, seats, for any kind of cooperation around, you know, if there was to be a change of government around kind of cabinet positions and all those kind of things.
Yeah, look, everything and nothing is on the table. So, you know, so basically it's this is the start of a process. So, I haven't got a lot of detail to offer you at this stage because there isn't a lot of detail.
And I suppose New Zealand First is the other factor in all of this. You know, the Greens have experienced being kind of pushed out of the way by New Zealand First in the past. Is this a preemptive strike in that direction?
No, because the thing with the MOU is that it's up to the day of the election. After that, it's a new situation. New Zealand First, we respect their position, which is basically they don't want to say whether they will change the government or not. But we're very clear that we will, and that's what we're working towards with Labor.
Do you think this sort of happened with Russell Norman still in the co-leadership?
I don't know. Potentially. But, Russell left, is actually no longer a member of the party because he can't be. But, you know, he stepped down as co-leader a year ago. So this is, you know, going forwards, not backwards, I guess. So I don't know how to answer that one. It's one of those, you know, one of those sort of situations where, yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
I imagine there's a lot of conversation at the AGM on this topic. Is it kind of going to take over the weekend?
I think there will be a lot of discussion about it. We've just opened the AGM. We've talked, you know, our whole theme is around changing the government. So that's you know, that's kind of underlying a lot of the conversations that are happening. We've got Andrew Little. He's going to come and speak to the party. First time we've had a leader of another party come and address our AGM. So he's coming to talk to our party at 1:15, which will be good, actually.
Okay, well, good luck with the debate, Denise, and thanks very much for joining us on the line.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't be more specific, but, you know, basically it's a process that we have to go through.
Excellent. Well, good luck with the AGM.
Thanks, mate. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Denise Roche, Green MP, Waiheke resident, joining us on the line from Christchurch.